I am Roberta Schultz. I once wrote a song about what I saw while looking out my front door near Grants Lick, Kentucky. What I saw was the last vestiges of the winter snow receding from the half-frozen soil, the dark solid skeletons of oak, hickory, and sassafras bending away from the gravel road, the expanse of Mr. Edsel's farmland across that road, and in the forefront some robins that were pecking away at the swollen ground. A refrain was stuck in my head. He finds the seed to feed his need for singing. Suddenly the song became less about the robin and more about the purpose of life. I got some paper and wrote down the words and chords to what would become the robin song. As I began to sing this song, I realized that what I had written was an accurate account of what inspired me, but it wasn't really true. Eventually, someone was going to point out to me that my metaphor had flaws. If I wanted my bird to find seed, I had better change the type of bird to one who would actually do that most of the time. As we all know from that old saying, the early bird, a robin in this case, gets the worm. So I changed my memory to a bird I saw often. My song became the Redbird Song, a truer version of my everyday observations about the nature of purpose. Planted by the Signs by Misty Skaggs showcases the poet's sidelong and fierce outlook, according to writer Jeff Mann, about the day-to-day reality of a backwoods woman, embracing barefooted radicalism in the only place she could call home. New this month from Ohio University Press, the collection is divided into three sections that reference the best times to plant, grow, and harvest. It tells of generations of women who have learned to navigate a harsh world armed with the farmer's almanac, their own keen observations, and the stars. Skaggs shares her inspiration for this collection in a heartfelt preface about her great-mamaw, Lovell Blankenbeckler. The poet describes her great-mamaw's home where there was always something good to eat like cornbread or leftover biscuits, and always something to read for a little hillbilly word nerd, as the author describes herself, like National Geographic, trashy romance novels, and even the racy detective novels that her mamaw figured she couldn't reach. There was even a Kennedy biography and a flea market copy of Profiles in Courage displayed alongside a commemorative presidential plate and the family Bible, but Skaggs says her mamaw's favorite book was the Farmer's Almanac, which also became her favorite book, since her great-mamaw lived her life by the signs that taught her when to plant, when to harvest, and when to bloom. Skaggs shares that many of the poems in this collection were written while she cared for her great-mamaw at the end of life. One of the poems near the end of the collection, entitled Attempting Escape, directly references a hospice pamphlet and the stages of dying. But most of the collection is a celebration of strong women, nature, and place. Planted by the Signs is organized in three parts according to the concept of the Man of the Signs set forth in the Farmer's Almanac, which aligns the signs of the zodiac with a diagram of a man's body. If you want a good illustration of this concept, look no farther than the title page of the collection, as there is a hand-drawn illustration of a woman of the signs with zodiac signs pointing toward the parts of the body ruled by these signs. Not so coincidentally, this woman of the signs wears glasses just like the poet. The book also includes several color photos to accompany some poems. Most of the photo subjects are nature-oriented, but a few of them reflect the immediate surroundings, like a 504 road sign, since the poet is planted in Elliott County, Kentucky. As I first read the collection, I started near the back and just selected titles I found interesting, stopping to notice the photos and any explanatory information near the front. But on my second read, I read straight through, taking in the lush imagery of a life lived so close to the ground. The opening poem, entitled Wet Dew, describes the sacred silence that comes with those moments before daybreak. The poet takes her communion in a Dollar General plastic chair, enjoying the kneading paws of a tortoiseshell cat who seems to be working the speaker's bare legs into a cat head biscuit while a patient stray shepherd dog presses near. A cardinal screams out, "Wet dew," before the daylight breaks. There are several poems in the collection that pay close attention to the beauty of place in small spaces of time, like this one. "They make me glad I edited my song from an accurate robin into a true redbird." There are also poems that capture the strength of women in their communities, like "Mommy and Mamaw and Them," where the act of breaking beans becomes a kind of party, where singing and cuss words fly spontaneously, and where Mamaw's laugh could come from the ground up, make her whole body and the foundation shake. The closing image is one of hens clucking in comfort before the cock crows again. The whole scene reminds me of women in my own family cooking together or spring cleaning at my grandma's when everything was supposed to be about the task at hand, but became instead a ceremony of communal joy. Perhaps one of my favorite poems takes place in the final section of the book entitled, "When the Signs Are in the Rains." That time coincides with right now, the harvest. The poem is called "Powerball Play," and it addresses what the speaker would do if she won the Powerball. Let's just say she'd throw that bad money after good and justice. I love the voice in this collection. I love the music of the language. I love the reverence for life and the irreverence for the status quo. These are strong poems from a woman who knows what it means to truly bloom where she is planted. If you don't believe me, believe the likes of the writers who have written the blurbs for this extraordinary collection, like Robert Geip and Crystal Wilkinson. You can find a link to Planted by the Signs, a brand new poetry collection by Misty Skaggs, at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.